You were listening to the 1 Million Cups of Appleton. We are a group designed to educate, engage, and inspire entrepreneurs in central Wisconsin and beyond.
Let's get started. Thanks, everyone, for coming to Appleton's 1 Million Cups. 1 Million Cups is a weekly for us celebration of entrepreneurship where we gather around, listen to an entrepreneur's story, ask questions, provide feedback, and see if there's any way we can give them a hand. So today we have Jeff Hitzler. I think I said that right. You correct me if I'm wrong, or you know, say it correctly. You know, if I did not get it correct, but from UpDeeds. Jeff is from the Green Bay area, I believe, or yeah, Green Bay. So a little north of Appleton, but really excited to have a local company here today. Jeff, the floor is yours. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. So a little bit about me, I guess. Been working for a division of Home Depot for almost 20 years now. And Andrew has firsthand knowledge of that. And I go around to people's houses and measure for flooring. there you go. Nice. Been a long-term amateur inventor, innovator, had a mostly working in the consumer products, a couple of science-based projects, actually made more money than I spent on a couple of them. But don't get too excited. It wasn't a significant amount of money. I'm still working for a division of Home Depot. So that being said, I got my feet wet in the digital world several years ago when I came up with an idea and helped create and found a company based around a communications app called You Get It First. It's on the market. It's moving along. It's one of those that takes a lot of money to get going and takes a while to get traction. And it is now getting some traction. I'm not actively involved in that company. I'm still an investor and have equity in it, but I don't have anything to do with the day-to-day running of it, which is fine. It was a really good learning experience for me. So moving on to UpDeeds, unless someone has a comment. UpDeeds is the version you see online now. It started this year. The version, it's been through 4 iterations now. The first, the UpDeeds idea came to me after I was doing some work for something else and came to the realization after doing this research that there's well over a million, there's like 1.6 or 7 million nonprofits in the United States. 1.2 million of those are what they call public charities, which means that, you know, those are the ones you and I see, not the foundations or the schools and things like that. So I thought, well, that's a lot. So I started looking a little closer to home, and there in Brown County, where I am, there's roughly 300. And there's roughly the same amount in the Appleton area as well. For a state, there's right around the 20,000 public charities. There's closer to 30 when you throw in churches and schools and things like that. And it occurred to me that I hadn't heard of hardly any of them. And when you start looking at who they are, what they do, where they, the people that they help and affect, it was mind-boggling that the number of ones that are out there that do amazing work, and yet no one knows about them. You know, they do their best to be on Instagram and Facebook, but as you're all aware, Facebook is, you know, essentially a crapshoot whether or not you're actually going to be seen or heard by anybody. And then it's an ongoing battle to get people to know you're there. So the two biggest problems that nonprofits have are awareness and raising revenue. So it's currently been estimated that the chances of losing 30 to 40% of our nonprofits is a real possibility. And that's mainly because of the pandemic. They weren't able to have the events that they wanted. Having Zoom events is always a challenge, and virtual events. So the problem is real. So when I first started up Deeds, it started out as it was going to be a messaging app. Well, after I got digging into what it would all cost and the market challenges, that one went away pretty quick. So then it was going to be what I was calling smart stickers, where you have the ability to add something to a message of an existing text. And that got some pretty nice traction from the nonprofits. However, after you dig in a little bit deeper, you have to worry about what is the problem of someone wanting to do that on a regular basis. Well, people get tired of things and they move on. So that didn't seem to go very far either. So after having a conversation with Matthew Key about communications and between people and what are the most common forms of communication, I started to work on essentially what it was called. It was like a newsletter, but the newsletter was distributed by companies because there are more and more companies that are interested in a corporate social responsibility. So the thought plan was, is they would distribute these to their employers, employees, and or the companies they deal with. And I did get a few companies that had interest, but again, it seemed like there was more talk than interest. So I put that on the back burner and then dug a little deeper as to what people actually do online. And one of the top things they obviously do online is shop. So I dug more, and after a lot of research, a lot of it on my own, discovered that in the neighborhood of 15 to 18% of nonprofits actually sell merchandise online. So I thought, all right, people are online shopping, and a lot of these nonprofits have far more than just swag. They have some really cool gift ideas. So that's where the idea of the current version of UpDeeds was born, to make it easy for people to shop. So essentially, UpDeeds is a marketplace for nonprofits to have items that they want to share with the world. It's a one-stop shop for consumers because they don't have to go from nonprofit to nonprofit to nonprofit, even if they knew those nonprofits sold any merchandise. So that's where I got started, and I've been getting a lot of positive feedback from nonprofits. They are so welcoming to anybody that wants to help them. And I'm doing this twofold. One is the Up Shop within UpDeeds, and that's where the actual products are. And then there's also the Explore Nonprofits page, where it's simply a database of nonprofits, little brief description of them, where they're located, and a web link. So with the Up Shop, what's unique and what nonprofits are really excited about is the fact that I'm not taking a percentage of the sales. So if you were to go to UpDeeds, you would be able to choose a selection like gifts, find something you like, click on the item, and it actually takes you to their website to complete the sale. And while you're there, you can obviously cruise around and learn more about them. And that's what the nonprofits really like, because so many of the other opportunities that are out there, once you've made the sale from that particular site, there's no further engagement. The nonprofit doesn't know who you were. They don't have any way of connecting with you, and you don't have any way of learning about them. So this platform creates a much nonprofit-friendly platform. So that's essentially UpDeeds. It's growing. I have about 27 nonprofits now. And I just hired, and we'll have our first session tomorrow, a coach who has a background in business and nonprofit world. So we're hoping for big things with that. She's got a lot of connections. Part of her business is working directly with nonprofits. So she's looking forward to sharing the upbeat story with them. The plan is, once I reach 100 nonprofits in the Up Shop, the belief is that way consumers will have a much wider selection to look at. So it'll be a much more enjoyable shopping experience. Once we reach that level, then we're looking to start charging a membership to any new nonprofit that wants to join the Up Shop. And that'll be $15 to $20 a month, which is far less than what they could possibly sell on Amazon. And for the most part, it's less than or equal to what a nonprofit would say pay to boost the page on Facebook. And that, you know, even boosting a page on Facebook is no guarantee. That's where I'm at.
Super cool. Awesome. Well, thanks for presenting. First of all, Jeff, is it okay if we open up for questions?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Cool. Anyone have a question or comment, bit of feedback, for Jeff? I'll start, while everyone else is thinking. But I just want to say, like, it's really impressive, the pivots that you've been able to make in your business. You know, a lot of times I think people start a business thinking that, you know, this is the path that I'm going to go down, and they're afraid to make adjustments. And that's definitely not your journey with UpDeeds. And I think that's got to be just from your experience as an entrepreneur, has probably taught that to you, I would imagine, through your previous experiences. But it's still really tough, you know, to make adjustments and pivot. A lot of people are afraid of you know, they see pivots as failure sometimes, or, you know, things aren't working out, like, I'm going to stop and just go do other things. But way to work through it. I love that.
Oh, thank you.
Any, and my only question was going to be, but I think you started answering it, is how do you make money and support this thing as you grow? But I think I heard that your plan is to charge nonprofits a bit, or a membership fee to be a part of it. I think that's really interesting. I wonder if there's, you know, have you thought about, like, ways of monetizing that don't involve charging nonprofits, you know, to be part of the membership? Yeah, I'm not saying, or I guess my question is probably more along, like, what other streams of monetization have you thought about? And why did you choose why are you assuming that the charging the membership to the nonprofits is the best path forward?
Well, I do currently have one other one, because traffic isn't exactly where I want it on the site. It's not really doing much for me, but there are affiliate programs that I'm involved with that actually are from nonprofits. If you go to the site, you'll see the History List, Monticello Museum, the Smithsonian, they're on there as well. I believe I have one other one. Those are affiliate links that I have, and you get a percentage of the sales on that. I also have, under the resources page, two affiliates for software that were approved by multiple nonprofit organizations. And then I have a list of books through Amazon that were also generated from nonprofit people in the nonprofit sector. So the affiliate programs are another revenue generation. Later on, I do have another one that I don't have the kinks worked out yet, but being as this is a national platform, The potential is there to be able to engage a much larger audience that has an interest in nonprofits. So the thought is having a lot of nonprofits have fundraising events that are online and things like that. If I could open this up to a national audience, the thoughts in my mind are, is it would be the potential is there to attract national sponsors. So, you know, if we're having a national for the United Way of Wisconsin, well, there are a lot of businesses that are, that work in Wisconsin. I mean, you could have Kohl's would be a sponsor. Quick Trip would be a sponsor. So all of these sponsors would contribute either money or services or products to the fundraiser. And UpDeeds would get a piece of the action. Now, what that is exactly, I don't know. Another aspect of revenue generation would be there are a lot of shops, a lot of nonprofits that like the idea of selling online, but a lot of them are so small that they don't have the personnel or bandwidth to pull it off. Now, there are websites out there that do offer a plug-and-play shop kind of thing. I mean, they have the merchandise and they'll brand it for you, or they have other products that are available that your nonprofit could sell. So to either plug in something like that to UpDeeds or create our own would be something that I'm looking at as well.
Super cool. I would just say, like, something that my mind goes to with this is I've been involved in a few nonprofits, and like as a volunteer, and sometimes, and this isn't the case for all of them, but sometimes, like, you know, the things that I can come in and help with are tech related because that's like my, you know, the world that I live in. But a lot of times, like you say, plug and play, like nonprofits, the leadership sometimes wouldn't even know to look up plug and play e-commerce, right. You know? So like there is a huge, I think, education piece. But then maybe what you could do is, and I think you're kind of heading this way, but I think it's important to think about how do you reach these people? Because like, I know there's a couple of nonprofits in town that, like, they could sell online, they just don't have the, like you said, the bandwidth, the person who's thinking that way. They're thinking brick and mortar, they're not thinking e-commerce. Right. So I think there's a huge opportunity, but for you, like, how do you have the bandwidth and get paid for it? You know, I think that's like the challenge, because even at, you know, like $15 a month, you're going to need, you know, if you spend a lot of time talking to someone to get them online and get them set up, you're going to need a lot of months. And, you know, how do you get the capital to keep it going? But super cool.
It's definitely a volume game. I didn't go into this with money as the main focus. Clearly, I need money to expand and I need money to live on and to grow the business. But I didn't go into it to overcharge anybody. I know a lot of nonprofits are scraping by. There are a lot of big ones, but there are far more small to medium sized ones. A lot of one and two people shops that really want to get their name out there in some fashion. And like the membership for the Explore nonprofits is $5 a month. So the hope is that when someone is there shopping, because on the bottom of every page it says Explore nonprofits. So they'll click on that link and they'll go there and take a peek around. Because I'm still new, I don't have all the bells and whistles I want. But at some point, it'll be broken down where the Explore nonprofits and the shopping will have search parameters. So you'll be able to have a searchable database. And as far as your comment about plug and play, I'm working on, and that's one of the questions I'm going to ask. I need somebody to help me with essentially a membership onboarding program, because I want to be able to have it set up where each nonprofit has their own account so that they can go in and change the pictures anytime they want. But I've had a couple of nonprofits that do resale shops, and they want to be able to put in a highlight item with a link back to their site, and you could click on that item, but they want to be able to change these things. I mean, they could change them 2, 3, 4 times a week because they've got some really cool items that they want to feature. Well, I don't have time to be changing the pictures that often. I told the one I would make it work, but it would be excellent to be able to have them, you know, be kind of like an eBay or a Craigslist kind of thing where they're just simply uploading the picture. I'd like them to upload the URL link to their sales page so that the sale can be completed through them.
Yeah. Super cool. Well, I want to open it up to other people because I know I've been hogging the questions and feedback here. So why don't we open it up to the rest? Anyone have any questions? Or see James Anderson raising a hand. How's it going, James?
Bad. I really like the idea here. When you were first talking about it, I thought maybe you were going like the custom t-shirt road, where you were going to have like all the navigate, you know, all the different charities, and then like the shirt was going to change with their logos. But I like the fact that you're able to kind of feed their databases so that way they can kind of preserve it. I was just cruising around on the website, and you know, one of the things that I always find myself having problems with is like my research on charities. So like the little description doesn't always give me an idea of what they're doing, their impact, just kind of their status. And so I spend a lot of time with like Charity Navigator, where I'm actually looking at everybody's pay. I'm looking at how big they are, what they're doing, their events. And so I was thinking, if you had a component like that, that you at least got an idea where you're able to, I liked how you kind of talked about the different categories, but if you're able to like filter by those categories and then maybe go, oh, I want to do hyper local for me. So, you know, you're mostly Wisconsin based. I'm out in Colorado, but it would be really cool if I'd be like, oh, I want to look at a charity out of Ripon, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and be like, oh, okay, here's, you know, the university, here's that. And then kind of, you know, looking at kind of one, how much impact they're having in the community, how many events, that sort of thing. And then being able to go, okay, I really want to get involved with them. They have, you know, cool swag, blah, blah, blah. But really I'd be there, you know, buying the swag to give support to that charity. Sure. And I don't know if you're giving them too much, just because of the fact that, you know, you mentioned it, it's one or two people sometimes running these things. And right. So they don't necessarily have the bandwidth to make cool swag sometimes. So you don't want somebody to pass over just because of the fact that, you know, they have a really terrible picture for a t-shirt. But that was my thing. Another thing that kind of popped in my head is I'm a big fan of the Undercover Billionaire series on Discover. And there was a gentleman out of Ohio that was running a charity out of there. But you would have never found him because I don't think he had an online presence, but he was helping people getting out of prison. This guy was, you know, spent 20 years in prison. And until that story, I had no idea, but he was doing halfway houses for these people and had no idea how to use the internet. So you're talking about plug and play. And I'm like, that dude is washing cars. He has no idea how to run a website. Like, he needs somebody to come in and go boom, 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 and get his story out there. So anyways, those are just a few things. I really love the concept though. You know, it just you just need a little fine tuning. And I heard you say that, and yeah, just great.
I like that. I'll be jotting some notes. I think the searchable part will be a big help, but I think if there was like a little pop-up I could add to their name that would have a little greater, like their impact statement or their mission statement or something that was a little bit more detailed about what they are and what they do would be a good feature. I didn't want to get it. I wanted to offer enough to intrigue you, but I didn't want to make it so that it was so cluttered that you get bored with scrolling. So that's the kind of the toss up that you have to battle. Mm-hmm. Even in the up shop part, I added the profile picture, I guess you'd call it, below their name. And then just to kind of as a little intrigue as to what visual representation of what they are, because otherwise it looked just so static. And nonprofits are so much about the storytelling. You have to create something compelling to make people want to care, basically, unfortunately. But so that profile image is there to visual interest, kind of visually represent what they are and what they do. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully you'll click on some of their items and go from there.
Hey, I just wanted to say, so I actually have to head out for a second or in a second, excuse me, for a conference that I'm doing. So I apologize for that, but I really like the idea. And I actually am helping an organization called Commit Change on the side with their outreach, and they help nonprofits with fundraising. We're based in Appleton. So I feel like I could probably talk to you for a long time. So I'll try to reach out to you via email. I got it. It's on the website. It goes to you, I'm assuming. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, cool. I'll shoot you an email and follow up. I'd love to chat with you. Yeah. I have some other thoughts and ideas. I just don't have time. I apologize at the moment to talk more. But,
great.
But anyway, thanks for presenting. And nice to meet all of you new faces, and talk to you all later.
All right.
See you, James. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, bye.
Jeff, have you heard about Commit Change at all?
I have not.
Yeah, so I've also done some work for them because they're an Appleton-based company. Wendy is the COO there, and she's awesome, but they help a lot of nonprofits. So actually glad James mentioned that, because they're definitely someone you should talk to. And I think James works with them a little closer than I do. Yeah, it sounds like that would be a really good connection for you.
Yeah, sounds like it.
They also move a lot of money for nonprofits, so. Awesome. Any other questions, comments, feedback for Jeff today?
I can ask a question.
I was going to say, where's Eric Wolterkins?
I'm curious. So you said that all of these current nonprofits, you push them from your website onto their website to actually make the purchase, correct?
Right.
So I'm curious, how are the people finding your website? How are you drawing traffic to your website? Because I would feel like if all these nonprofits have somebody, if they already have it on their website, they're not going to push people to your website to then go to their website and buy it. They're going to push it just directly to their website. So where is the traffic coming from to go to Updeeds to buy these products?
Well, you know, that's a challenge for any small business. How do I get people to my website? So I'm using LinkedIn. I have a Facebook group. I use my personal Facebook. I do Instagram a little bit. Starting to put together an email plan. I will be soon having an update at updeeds.com, where people can sign up to find out about new nonprofits joining, any promotions that these nonprofits are doing, things of that nature. So I am not anywhere near an expert in marketing. That's one thing I will need assistance with. I know this coach has some plans for me on that. So, but that's definitely my biggest challenge at the moment, or one of my biggest challenges.
See, and I would say a huge, huge way you could grow that is if you look at the perspective of going to nonprofits that currently don't have the ability to buy products on their website, you create that infrastructure so they can sell items. Mm-hmm. They're now going to push people to your website instead of their own website to buy those products. Once they come to your website and buy a product from you via the nonprofit, they kind of become your customer, and you can continue to leverage those people to build up a customer base.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought of that one.
And you could still do it. You don't have to do the other, like you said, the eBay, Amazon model. You don't have to charge a ton of fees to do this. You could still just have your flat monthly fee, and then just maybe you might have to take a little bit off the top of each sale if you're processing a credit card for them.
Right.
So it could still be very affordable for the nonprofit, and you could be building a customer base for yourself while doing that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Good, yeah. Thank you, Eric.
I was going to just say, I really like how you've named your company, because I think that is not easy to do. And you want something short and pithy and easy to remember and just catchy. And I think you've got a cute, catchy title that can withstand time, you know, and that's not easy to do to start with. I see you as a social enterprise, you know, and so you might benefit from kind of adjacent areas, people who are already interested in that sort of thing. So, you know, people who are interested in green and tiny houses and anything else that's environmental or those kinds of adjacent areas. And maybe, you know, talking to national organizations and presenting, you know, what you do to chapters at these national organizations, because those people are already like-minded toward that sort of thing. And they can also kind of virally, you know, get the word out. Because if we don't know that you exist, how, you know, we can't avail of this, but it is a good idea. And I also don't know if the primary way that nonprofits would create product revenue would be from swag, or would it be from something else? I think this would be interesting to find out. You know, could they also sell products that are adjacent to their core business, but that people would buy as gifts, and so that you know, they'd rather buy it from the nonprofit and know that the proceeds went to the nonprofit rather than just buying it at Barnes and Noble or wherever else, you know, wherever else they might normally buy it, you know, that they could do something socially redeeming, you know, while they're buying the thing that they were already going to buy as a gift. So I think it'd be good to get inside the mind of how people, you know, what kinds of things they might choose to sell. And also, how do people choose a nonprofit, you know, to try to understand the decision criteria people use typically, you know, do they look at the, what is the 990 or GuideStar, or what, how does a person typically know which nonprofit they want to work with, or help? So understanding that search process so that you can see some little gems there, some insights of things that you could add in there. Because if I could search something nationally, for example, by subject area, and know that this is something I want to help animals or whatever I want to help, domestic violence, I don't know, whatever it is, you know, if I can search and find everybody and then find the cool things they're doing, wouldn't I be all over that? Of course, right? Because that's a subject that's near and dear to my heart, you know, and then I can search and I can find those. So that might be something interesting to pursue. But I really like your name, because so many companies get that wrong, you know, in my opinion. And you want something that's enduring, that can stand with you as you go forward.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, it was challenging, but I think I did all right with it. So. And there are a lot of growth potential, put it that way, in all the different areas that can move as far as adding a social aspect, adding a search aspect, adding, like Farrah was saying, something a little bit more detailed. What becomes a challenge for myself and for people who are interested in nonprofits is some of these nonprofits are so small that like places like GuideStar and Charity Navigator don't even list them. So it's, while that those are really good resources, they don't cover all the nonprofits that are out there. So, I mean, there's a guy here in town that has something called the Hidden Paws Network. And you may have heard of him. He's been doing a lot more outreach. But what he does is he is essentially a place to, they will actually go get the pets. It's for pets. They will actually go get the pet. They'll board the pet, take care of the pet during a domestic abuse situation. Because I had no clue that this even occurred, but if there's an abuse situation going on in the house, one of the spouses leaving, doesn't take that pet. Apparently, it's not uncommon for that pet to now become the subject of the abuse. So this organization will go in, make sure that that animal is taken care of, and make sure it's safe. So I didn't even know it was a problem, but apparently it's a large enough problem that this person decided to do something about it, which is fantastic. But who knew about him?
Super cool. We are getting close on our time here. So Jeff, we always end 1 Million Cups with the question, you know, what can the community do for you?
Well, I do, like I said, marketing is not my thing. I'm learning, but it's not my thing. Social media seems to be where everybody goes. Does anyone have thoughts on a person, a place, a virtual assistant that could assist me with the social media aspect of it? And then, like I mentioned earlier, I could use some help with an onboarding situation where it's far easier for those nonprofits who are a little tech savvy can plug and play their images and website information so that I don't have to do it all for them. I've got it started a little bit on my website where they can enter their contact information, email, EIN, description, images, but I want to be able to incorporate that with the membership fee side so that, you know, you enter your information, you get an account number, all of that. It's not a complicated program as far as I can figure because it's essentially a widespread thing on multiple websites. So it's not anything particularly new. I just have no idea how to do it. So I could use some help with that.
Yeah, awesome. I'll keep you in mind here. No one comes to my top of mind right now, but I know I will keep this in mind over the next couple of weeks in case someone does come to mind. I know like for marketplaces and stuff, there's tons of like WordPress options that you can do. I don't know if you use WordPress right now for hosting your site. It's a little technical, or it can be a little technical when you get into custom stuff, but might be a good like plug and play kind of thing that you could look into on the WordPress platform. Any other responses to that from the crowd?
Well, the first thing that pops into my head when you talk about a website design, isn't that what Dan Spanbauer does?
That's what I'm using.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah, okay. Do you know Dan?
Yeah. Dan Spanbauer runs a business that builds websites, so maybe touch base with him and see what he can do. And I'm pretty sure there's somebody on this call right now that can help with social media.
There is.
Right? Isn't your business all based around social media?
Me?
Yeah. Or am I completely spacing what your business is? I thought you're
We're more of an actual like app. So what we're trying to do is use the social media to then drive visits to the website to kind of give education. I'm glad that you think that I'm an expert.
I could have sworn that's what it was.
Oh, like, oh no. Yeah. I'm doing a poor job of executing on the plan.
No, I just very, before I call somebody to schedule their presentation, I hardly read the description of their business. So I probably just saw the word social media in there and figured you are supposed social media expert. So sorry.
I'm a finance geek. But no, I was actually going to say, Jeff, the guys that I'm working with to create a marketplace that you're kind of going down, you could do the WordPress direction. My marketing person that helped build my website, she'd be great that I could put you in contact. She'd be dirt cheap to get you there and really good. Or the app that I'm building is actually web-based first before we go iPhone, Android. But the reason I say that is for a relatively low investment, you can really get a marketplace up that works on your phone. And a lot of folks are really shopping and doing things off of their phone right there. And right. That really helps on the usability of the website. So I'll put my email just in the chat. And if you want, I can give you some contacts in those arenas and put you in contact with either Wendy or Nigel.
And, sure. That'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah. But thanks for thinking that I was an expert.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks everyone for being here today. And thanks, Jeff, for presenting. Super cool to hear about all the pivots of Updeeds and glad you are finding some traction. And super, super cool. Thanks for the update. Thanks to everyone for coming today. I think we have presenters for the next like 3 or 4 weeks, right, Eric?
Yeah, we are through July 28th right now.
Yeah, awesome. So yeah, feel free to swing back again. Hope to see especially our out-of-towners at another one at some point, but thanks for spending part of your morning with us.
Well, and if any of you are in the Green Bay area, July 14th, I will be at the Urban Hub 1 Million Cups.
Oh, super cool. The Green Bay 1 Million Cups. Awesome. Yeah. You said July 14th?
Right.
I'm out of town that week, I think. Yeah, unfortunately, but I will be there in spirit. So, awesome. Very good. Thanks so much, Jeff. And thanks everyone for coming.
All right. Thank you all.
Have a great day.
Have a great
day. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's speaker. And thank you for your continued support of 1 Million Cups and our community of entrepreneurs.